Good morning, a Thursday morning with us, Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOutsSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, we have a congressional candidate. His name is Brian Flynn. I'll let you explain the rest.
Brian Flynn lawn signs popped up in Oneonta and Cooperstown in the past week, prompting the question, which of the seven Democrats seeking the nomination to run against Congressman John Faso is ahead in Otsego County? As you know, David, the primary is coming up on June 26th, and interest is finally rising around here, given that all seven will be at Cooperstown High School at 7 next Tuesday in what promoters are saying will be a real debate with give and take, not simply a forum where candidates say what they think. As many people do, we usually depend on the Siena poll to give us the 19th district projections, but it hasn't published anything yet. Lacking that, we decided to sample as many top local Democrats as we could to get the local picture. And all of them, every one of them, said they are supporting Brian Flynn. Many said they are not only backing Flynn, but so are their Democratic friends. This is the case even though another candidate is local, Erin Collier of Cooperstown, who worked on famine aid in the Obama administration. They like her, but said she got into the race too late to be competitive and isn't familiar enough with the issues. Our county coalescing around Flynn could matter a lot. If an estimated 25,000 Democrats vote on June 26th and the seven candidates generally split the field, someone could win with as few as 4,000 votes. There are 10,000 registered Democrats in Otsego County, so a particularly good showing here could determine the outcome district-wide. Flynn knows that, and he's been here early and often, some 40 times in the past year. Leslie Brilliant, one of Flynn's local staffers, said he's done the same in Schoharie and Delaware County, while the others have been fighting each other mostly in the Hudson Valley. In addition to Flynn and Collier, of course, the candidates are Woodstock teacher Jeff Beals, lawyers David Clegg and Antonio Delgado, former Cuomo aide Gareth Rhodes, and tech exec Pat Ryan. Also, I should mention that Flynn and Delgado have raised the most money, almost $1 million each, compared to Faso's $500,000. Flynn is, of course, a business consultant in partnership with Ed Schlossberg, Carolyn Kennedy's husband. He worked in New York City, but he has owned a weekend home in Greene County for 13 years, and he and his family have been living there full-time for 2 years, plus he has a family roots in the Catskills. His brother John was killed in the Lockerbie crash, and Brian then lobbied for anti-terrorist legislation in D.C., so he has some experience with Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, local political buffs are looking forward to Tuesday's debate, which will be live-streamed on the All Otsego Facebook page.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtsego.com. And, of course, WAMC also has done a debate with the candidates from the 19th Congressional District, which you can watch for even more information on who they are at WAMC.org. Jim, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, David.